Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And good morning. Welcome to another edition of Nature Notes with our naturalist friend Jim Gilbert, brought to us by Cardinal Corner. And those good folks down in Jordan, Minnesota, that make the best patio furniture in the whole world. It's called By the Yard. We'll talk with Jim in moments. I've been telling you about Cardinal Corner for, what, 9 or 10 years now. Have you been there yet? You really got to check out these stores. There are two locations. Pam and Lee own and operate this store. Again, two locations in West St. Paul and the Newport Center. Reminding us, February is still National Bird Feeding Month. And they have, among other things, they've got so many things there. The freshest bird seed is one of them. But they also have a newsletter, Cardinal Corner newsletter. You could sign up online at cardinalcorner.com. All sorts of facts and good stories there on Cardinal Corner's newsletter. Of course, a beautiful, unusual selection of feeders, bird baths, bird houses, of course, not to mention gifts like home decor. They have purses, scarves, jewelry, kitchen items even. Many items not only made in America, made right here in Minnesota. Again, Lee and Pam, they're in West St. Paul, Butler and South Robert, and Amy is at the Newport Center. Here's their phone number, 651-455-6556. Or again, online at cardinalcorner.com. I urge you to check out those stores. Cardinal Corner really is more than just a bird seed store. Good morning to you, Jim Gilbert, officially 22 degrees.
22. How about that?
Yeah. Going to be a windy day today.
Yes. You know what? I've got 20 degrees here and strong southeast winds, which means usually a change in weather.
Mm-hmm.
And it's nearly overcast. And, of course, I'm calling from the northwest side of Lake Waconia, located about 30 miles west of downtown Minneapolis. And I heard that the ad for the trip to Norway and Iceland.
Bet you're excited about that.
Oh, yes. That's the 11-day tour, and from September 9th to the 19th. And for anybody interested, take this number down. Write this number down here and find out more about her. Or check their website. But the website would be Defined Destinations, that's D-E-F-I-N-E-D, destinations.com, or their phone number. And wouldn't you know, I found it.
Oh, that's
six,
good.
I have too many notes here. 651-398-9358. And several people have signed up already, and we are excited. Sandy and I have been to Norway. I've been to Iceland, but just a moment, just landing and taking off. So I'm really looking forward to seeing the geothermal areas and the stunning scenery and glaciers and waterfalls of Iceland.
Excellent.
But we know Norway is beautiful. It's beautiful scenery. Sunrise today, 7:09. So it was light out. This is the first time I could go out and read the thermometer without using a flashlight. It's kind of neat. I do that at 7 o'clock. So 7:09, sunrise, sunset, 5:46. So, Danny, that gives us 10 hours and 37 minutes of daylight. We have gained 21 minutes of daylight since last Sunday. That's 3 minutes per day. And now 1 hour and 50. So 10 more minutes, we'll have 2 hours in. 1 hour and 50 minutes total daylight gained since December 21st, the winter solstice. The normal high for today is 30. The normal low is 14. We've got some really interesting records for today, February 28th, for the Twin Cities. I'll start with snow. Our snow record comes 57 years ago. 1961, 7 inches fell in the Twin Cities. The record low, a minus 21, set in 1903. And now we'll get to the record high, because this was set, and what was set in 1981 and tied last year, 2017. Our record high, 58 degrees. Can you imagine 58 degrees?
No, I can't.
So what I did is I took out my notebook, and I read it last night, and I thought, I'm going to summarize February 18th a year ago. So last year on February 18th, here in the Twin Cities, we were in the second day of a six-day-long warm spell that started out with a record high of 63 degrees on the 17th. So a year ago today, February 18th, sugarbush operators like David and Diana Herring from Waterville reported good sap runs, and they were already evaporating maple sap and making maple syrup. Trumpeter swans and Canada geese had returned to wetlands, and they were both very vocal. Some forest mosses were lush green and growing. A few golf courses and driving ranges were open. Some restaurants were serving food outdoors. Isn't this funny when you think of this just a year ago? Anyway, people were putting, enjoying their firing up their grills, and some brave souls were wearing shorts. Box elder bugs were sunning on the south sides of buildings. And common snowdrops, that's our first bulb-type plant that comes up. Common snowdrops began blooming at the University of Minnesota Landscape Arboretum. Amazing. A year ago today.
Just a year ago, wow.
Yeah. Well, now we have a thin, waxing crescent moon that rises at 8:43. You won't see that because it's cloudy. But it sets tonight at 8:49. Our first quarter moon is this coming Friday, February 23rd, and the next full moon is March 1st. All kinds of things happening outdoors right now. All of the tree squirrels, that'd be like fox squirrel, the flying squirrels, there's two different types, red and gray squirrels, have started their mating seasons. More raccoons are moving about the landscape in, throughout Minnesota and Wisconsin. Raccoons usually den up in early winter and remain inactive for several weeks. By mid-February, motorists in the southern half of the state often see pairs and flocks of small grayish-brown horned larks. These are small, smaller than a robin, bigger than a sparrow. Anyway, they're along country roads and in fields. And these are the first of the spring migrants each year. And, of course, we always look for them. And we see sometimes, two or three in a group or in, a pair or a small group, two, three, four, and sometimes up to 20 birds. But they flit up as your car passes them. It's possible to count more than 200 wintering bald eagles. On a road trip along the Mississippi River between Red Wing and Winona. Of course, you have to stop, get out, use spotting scope and binoculars and so on. But on Valentine's Day, the Rukavinas, that was Val and his wife, took a trip along the Mississippi, and between Red Wing and Wabasha, they counted 31. And they saw, and by Lake Pepin, they saw one that was in a nest. This is a bald eagle. They also saw hooded mergansers and common mergansers in open water areas of the Mississippi River at Red Wing. Wild tom turkeys gobble now and fan their tails on warm winter days. White-tailed deer have begun shedding their fur. Tom Bovers from Faribault reports that last Monday the 12th, he saw quite a few migrating horned larks that were back along country roads between Faribault and Nerstrand. He saw them in pairs, groups of two, groups of three and four, and also small flocks. Also spotted a flock of about 60 snow buntings and a coyote running out in a field. Tom Bovers reports that house finches have been singing their spring songs for more than a week. This past Friday, he saw three male eastern bluebirds, but is sure that they are birds that are wintered over, not migrants. In a stretch of the Cannon River, out about a half mile below the dam in Faribault, on Valentine's Day, Tom saw over 70 common mergansers. These are fish-eating type ducks. Also about over 200 mallards and over 200 Canada geese. Keith and Cheryl Radel, also from Faribault, have been seeing 19 bird species coming to their feeding station lately, including pine siskins, common red poles, a brown creeper, and a red-breasted nuthatch. The most numerous of their bird feeder birds are northern cardinals. At one time, they counted 37 there. Keith Radel reports that their friends, Steve and Cheryl Eno, from Raymond, Nebraska, that's located just outside of Lincoln. That's about 380 miles south and a little west of Faribault. But the thing about this is, this past Thursday, the 15th, they saw a flock of spring American robins. And the way you know they're spring robins, not ones that wintered over, is that they're very flighty and noisy, and these were. Ray and Marlene Simon from Northfield also have 19 bird species coming to their feeding station, including a couple of northern flickers, a brown creeper, and a white-throated sparrow. They have spent the last few days birding in the Sierra Vista, Arizona area, not far from the Mexican border. They have spotted 51 species of birds so far, including five different hummingbirds, different hummingbird species, Audubon warblers, tree swallows, snow geese, and sandhill cranes. Julie Brophy from Victoria said that they hear the spring song of the northern cardinal quite often now, especially in the morning. David and Diana Herring live near Waterville on a farm. They left about a half acre of corn standing, and David told me last night, he said, it's like deer highways going in among the corn plants and, of course, feeding on the corn. Also, they noticed tracks of mice and of course, boltons. They have some fresh snow down there, too, from just yesterday. Last Saturday night, temperature was +1 at their place, and they saw a raccoon out and about. That, no doubt, is a male raccoon. They're out now, and we're seeing them, you know, quite often in the landscape. Their son, we call him Captain Rob Herring because he works on a boat, he's a fishing guide and so on. He's from Duluth. But anyway, he was just along driving along the French River and two harbors, and just this past week, and he noticed that people were fishing from the shore. They were fishing out in boats, and some were on the huge sheets of ice fishing on Lake Superior. Three ways of fishing. How about that one? Mary Brislance from Lutzen reports the barred owl, or possibly two owls, still coming for chicken scraps at night. The flying squirrels continue to come. They love peanut butter. They love peanuts. They love sunflowers. And common red poles are still there in numbers. Paul Sundberg from Grand Marais notes that they live right on the edge of Grand Marais. They have about a dozen pine grosbeaks. These are beautiful birds coming for black oiler sunflower seeds. Also coming for those sunflower seeds are black-capped chickadees, blue jays, and a couple of gray foxes that come and eat those seeds. How about that?
Yes. See, I haven't mentioned it, Jim, in a long time, that I'll be sending you a whole bunch of emails and regular mails to folks who are wondering, how to get in touch with Jim? Well, you can just send me an email, and I forward that to Jim, or you can do the regular snail mail if that's your preference. Just send a postcard like some folks do, or a letter to WCCO Radio, 625 2nd Avenue South, Minneapolis 55402, in care of Jim Gilbert. I'll get that. If you want, send your email to me at d.long@entercom.com. Okay?
Yes.
And you'll be getting a whole bunch in the mail here this week, Jim.
I'll tell people, I appreciate all these things. I can't react to many of them. But I'm using them, of course, in teaching. But also I'm writing the 2019 edition of the Weather Guide calendars right now, and I use it for that.
Yeah, you'll get a bunch. So I want to alert our listeners, your message that you send to Jim, do get to him. But
What?
There's a message I want, and you do too. I spent some time at U.S. Bank Stadium yesterday. Wow, what a building.
Oh,
but it was during the a home and remodeling show. I had the chance to stop and talk with Nina at By the Yard. And, you know, when people, and you and I talk about this for years now, Jim, maintenance-free, what does that mean? Well, you and I know, because we've had the furniture at our home for years. You don't have to paint it. You don't have to stain it. What I like about it, and you do too, right, you leave it outside. Just leave it out. You never have to store it.
Well, you think of the change in temperature. We go all the way from 100 down to, like a minus 25.
Yeah.
And it's still, and ours has been, I know some of our pieces have been out there more than 10 years. It looked great.
Oh, yeah. Stainless steel hardware, very easy to clean. And if you have a chance to get to, in fact, today's going to be a good day to get to the home and remodeling show. Downtown at U.S. Bank Stadium, I had not seen the stadium before. It was a good excuse to do that and see a whole lot of good things like By the Yard. And if you can't make it, you can still get the good deals that Jim and I tell you about. The showroom, quick drive down 169 in Jordan. And I'll tell you what, a lot of folks call and get that new color catalog after Jim's show. Here's the number. Just leave your address. 877-220-0448. You can call right after Jim's show whenever you can. 877-220-0448. Or get online at buytheyard.net. Great, good stuff.
Oh, their catalog is great.
It really is.
And even better is if you can get to the showroom.
Absolutely.
Or the show today.
Well, Jim, we have about 3 minutes to go.
Yeah. Yesterday afternoon, late afternoon, Amy Simon Dean, she's leader of MY Bird Club. Now, I got to find out more about this, but she and two young birders together counted 1,732 American crows passing over their Minneapolis neighborhood, no doubt on their way to a communal roosting area. And I this is really interesting because I didn't know if they were still in their communal roost or not, and here they are, in approaching now late February. Gail, I hope I pronounced this right, Weberdink, saw her first of year horned larks at the Minneapolis St. Paul International Airport runway viewing area. Now, that's like a big, flat, grassy area. And those horned larks like that. She saw that just the other day. A Wilson snipe was seen by Tammy McQuaid on February 14th at Blue Lake Sewage Lagoons in Scott County. And on the 8th of February, Gary and Phyllis Lund observed a large flock of sharp-tailed grouse. They were up in trees eating the buds. This is in the Rosso area. How about that? Way up in Rosso.
Way up there.
Report from there. You know, it's interesting. CCO, I know you end up listening when you travel different places, but, I hear the signal really, really well way across Wisconsin. Wisconsin Dells. On the east side of North and South Dakota, and then way down into Iowa, as far as Ames and Des Moines and so on. So the signal reaches out well. And, of course, we have listeners listening online, too.
What did Don Shelby used to say? The signal covers five Midwestern states and two Canadian provinces.
That's true. Oh, boy.
I'll tell you what, some folks want me to repeat my email because things have changed since we are now owned by Entercom.
Spell it out.
D.long. At Entercom, just like it's not Entercom, Entercom.com, and you can send me that Jim's email, and we'll take it from there if that's easier for you.
Terrific.
I know we're just out of time, Jim. In 20 seconds or so, we had speaking of emails, a listener wants your advice on how to discourage a hawk from sitting on the bird feeders. We live right in town, short of taking down the feeders. What do you think?
Just go out once in a while and clap your hands.
Okay.
Or you can put a portable radio out tuned to WCCO.
There you go. That'll drive them away.
It's
noise.
The hawks come because sharp-shinned hawks and sometimes Cooper's hawks, and they do try to catch a bird here and there.
Oh,
and
sure.
That's why.
That's their deal.
That's
Jim,
why I go out and clap.
We have to wait till next week to do more, all right?
Okay. Look forward to it.
Thanks, Jim. Bye-bye.
Bye for now.
Jim Gilbert back next Sunday with more Nature Notes here on 830 WCCO. 22 degrees, the forecast coming up.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.